The Average Network takes you now to the Button Gwinnett Committee Room of the really old Congressional Office Building, where the 9/11 Commission is interviewing witnesses in their ongoing attempt to find out who knew what, when, and if they really knew it how. As we enter, former Senator Bob Kerry, no relation to Senator John Kerry, even though they were both officers in Vietnam, is about to question the Defense Triumvirate, Assistant Secretary Wolfowitz, General Richard Myers, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. We now hear Chairman Thomas Keene.
So our last questions go to former Senator Kerry. Bob?
Ow! Hey, cut it out, that
great... It did, eh, knucklehead?
Now, boys, settle down.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen? Gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman. Will you three Defense Department stooges knock it off?
Lunkhead?
Thank you, Chairman Hamilton. Secretary Rumsfeld, it strikes me that some of your answers to the commission have been a little difficult to follow. Representative Hamilton asked you to explain what steps you've taken in the recent past to guard against terrorism against your department.
You tell him, Rummy, you got the... Ow!
Quiet, you moron.
Ow!
Yes, Senator, you can ask that, and it shows that an old pilot can gesture freely as he explains that the past can't be expunged, no matter how honest and trustworthy the time can be. You see, there's a chain of command, and I can't violate that chain just on my say-so, no matter who I am. And sometimes it's just as though you're in the terrorist's head, peering out and holding conversations that don't happen with people you met on the internet. And it's crowded, and it's a little funky. But simply putting people above their pedestals isn't going to get you anywhere again. You have to be able to predict the future, even if you can't, so you don't. And that's part of my plan. And if that doesn't answer your question with geometric logic, I don't know who does.
Well, Mr. Secretary, let's just say you're a bit more pedantic than I seem to be.
Boy, that sure got around my Botox. You got a real way with words, Don. Thank you, gentlemen. Our next guest is Mr. Richard Clark, former counterterrorism chief. Mr. Clark, I give you now to Governor Thompson, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Mr. Clark, I read your stinking anti-government diatribe and think you're just a hateful weirdo who's jealous of our brilliant, brave leader.
Well, isn't Governor, that right? May be a bit much all around.
Well, Mr. Clark, I'm not interested in your ugly denunciations, you crepuscular piece of dreck. I'm only interested in asking fair and honest questions, which, of course, you'll weasel out of because you're a hate-filled bag of pork scum, aren't
you? Well, I, Mr. Chairman...
In fact, on page 112 of your vomitous tome, you not only use the word hate, you use the word lies, don't you,
Governor, may we enter into the record that you doubt Mr. Clark's veracity and leave it at that?
Oh, Mr. Hamilton, I have here a classified document from a White House meeting that was leaked to Fox News and given to me to use as a bludgeon on Mr. Clark's filthy head. And you aren't giving me a chance!
That's true. Mr. Clark, are you an angry, frustrated former office holder who's out to defame your betters?
Sure he is!
No, Mr. Hamilton, I'm an angry, frustrated former Republican office holder who's out to get Bush and Cheney and that bunch. Look, you folks out there, your government failed you, the office holders failed you, I failed you, I'm sorry.
You're worse than that, you festering pustule. There's a level in hell for Republicans who rat out Republicans. And this phony baloney document shows you saying that George was cute and lovable and friendly and sat on your lap.
Governor Thompson, that was the president's dog. Trust me, the president never licked my face.
Well, he licked somebody's face. He must.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Our final witness for today is longtime international tough guy, security thug, and big-time mass killer, Dick the Crunch Armitage. Let's hear it for Dick.
Oh.
I still ain't proved that mass killer stuff.
Mr. Armitage, why aren't you Condoleezza Rice?
Well, Senator Kerry, a whole bunch of reasons. I ain't a lady type person, for one.
You were supposed to be Dr. Rice.
Well, you know, once my mother said to me, she said, Little Dickie Lambkin, that's what she called me. Your father and I really wanted a little Negro girl with big teeth and Roman helmet hair, but she never made me insecure about it.
Well, perhaps she should have.
Yeah, well, it was the 40s.
Well, Mr. Armitage, did the president express any doubts about his anti-terror campaign?
George? Doubts? Oh, jeez, no. Once you get an idea in that head, you need a crowbar to get it out.
Mr. Armitage, are you saying the president is dumb?
Admiral Lehman, I'd never say that. But just between you and me and the 73 photographers, 3 radio outlets, and C-SPAN, and about 9 million people, the president is kind of intellectually lazy. But, well, when he thinks, he can be kind of brilliant. Well, not brilliant.
To the best of your knowledge, does the president already have Osama bin Laden holed up somewhere so he can announce a sudden capture to boost his re-election bid?
Well, Senator Kerry, that's a terrible suggestion. Well, yeah, you know.
Why? This is so embarrassing. I move we suddenly recess until tax day when nobody will pay any attention anyway.
Well, I agree.
Hey! Hey, I had questions.
Hey!
Come on.
Hey. Yes.
The 9/11 Commission is an Average Network production written and produced by Uncle Bob Young. No celebrities were seriously harmed for this impersonation, but were kept overnight for observation just in case. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network asking you to stay tuned.